Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
As a health and nutrition coach, I often have people come to me who say, I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 weeks, or I want to lose X amount of weight by this date. And while I never want to discourage somebody from their goals, I think being more realistic is something that is very, very lost in our society these days. We live in a society of quick wins, you know, whether it's for health, whether it's for job, social media, whatever. You want a win and you want it now. You know, we get Amazon packages delivered within a day. You can't wait for that thing to ship, you know, stuff like that. So while we're in this mindset of all of these quick results, it's easy to jump off the wagon of your health journey if you're not seeing results right away. Unfortunately, that discourages so many people from going on a health journey, and it can definitely lead people down the wrong path. You know, a lot of times I'll see people come in and say, I did this cleanse, or I'll be talking with a friend or family member, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm going on XYZ diet. I'm doing this. What do you think about this one? And I never want to discourage someone, as I mentioned, but at the end of the day, I want to see people build long-term healthy habits, because building long-term healthy habits is going to give you that long-term healthy lifestyle. You won't be starting over and over and over again. You won't have to do the detoxes, the cleanses, the different diets, stuff like that. But unfortunately, you can't overhaul your life overnight. And that's the reality of health. Health is not a quick win situation, no matter what marketing schemes want you to believe. You can make some big changes, but a lot of times those big changes require some serious support. But there are some little things that you can do to slowly start building up for that long-term healthy lifestyle. And that's habits, building healthy habits. And the way to build that long-term healthy lifestyle is to build a series of small habits. So again, you're not going to overhaul your life overnight. So today on the podcast, we are going to start talking about 5 habits that you can start implementing right now that will ultimately lead you to that long-term healthy lifestyle that you are looking for. Again, is it going to help you drop 10 pounds overnight? No. Will these give you long-term results as you start with them and build upon them in building your long-term healthy lifestyle? Absolutely. For starters, if you've been around before, this one will not shock you one bit, but I will always and forever say the easiest thing you can do for your health is to drink more water. Drinking your water can help clear up your skin. It can help you digest foods better. It can help sweep toxins out of your body. And most importantly, it can give you more energy. Yes, when we are properly hydrated, we have more energy. We are living in a day where we turn to energy drinks, coffee, fancy electrolyte drinks. If you have kids, you know Prime. If you know, you know. But at the end of the day, the most crucial thing for you to drink is water. And how do you know how much water to drink? You take your body weight in pounds. So say, for example, you are 200 pounds. You divide that number in half, which is 100. That is how many ounces you should be drinking a day of water. Now, if you are looking to build this habit, I want you to start just by taking inventory. How much water do you drink a day right now? If you have a water bottle on your desk, how many times do you refill it? Once, twice, three times? At the end of the day, you should be drinking at least half your body weight in ounces of water a day. This is the bare minimum for you to get proper hydration. Now, back in the day, there was the idea that you should drink 8 cups of water a day. That was when the average American weighed approximately 150, 140 pounds. In that, they were able to accurately say, okay, a day you should be drinking 64 ounces of water, 8 cups of water a day. It made sense. Now the average American weighs a lot more than that, and it's hard to say, hey, drink 64 ounces of water, when for a lot of people that is actually really underhydrating. So scrap the old data, bring in the new data, and start drinking more water throughout your day. A few tricks for that. One, I will never shy away from saying treat yourself to a new water bottle for motivation. I am the worst influence when it comes to buying water bottles and coffee mugs. My friends will all back that up. But if you need some motivation, grab yourself a cute new water bottle, whatever brand you want. We are fans of Healthy Human and Stanley around here. Treat yourself to that new water bottle. Put it on your desk, show it off, but make sure you refill it once or twice a day as needed. Second, feel free to add flavor. And I'm not talking pouring electrolyte packets in there. Liquid IV, not a bad thing. Element, not a bad thing. Should you be drinking 3 or 4 a day? No. You don't need it. You're not running a marathon every single day. But throwing in things like fresh fruit, lemons, oranges, strawberries, all of those are really, really good and add flavor to your water. You can add those in multiple times a day and be totally fine with it. In our house, the specialty right now is half of a lemon and half of a clementine orange. Squeeze the juice in, and that is a wonderful morning treat. Other things you can do. Make yourself drink 8 ounces of water before your first cup of coffee. It's easy to go downstairs and start with the coffee. You know, coffee tastes delicious. The next thing you know, you're a whole pot of coffee in and you still haven't touched your water. It's noon and you are very far behind on your water goal for the day. However, starting with that cup of water before that cup of coffee, you at least are getting some form of hydration in before adding in all of the caffeine. Something else I like to encourage my clients to do. While you are following the body weight divided in half is how many ounces of water you drink, add 8 ounces for 30 minutes of workout, or 8 ounces per cup of coffee, or 2 cups of coffee, depending on the person. It's going to vary from person to person, but adding that extra water in is going to help offset the area of your life where you are dehydrating yourself. Because I'm sorry to tell you, water flavored with coffee beans is not going to hydrate you. So try those tricks. Number two healthy habit you can do for yourself right now, add a vegetable into your day. The most under-eaten food in the United States is vegetables. Yep, we do not eat enough. We should be eating between 5 and 6 servings minimum of vegetables a day. However, most Americans average 0 to 1 serving of vegetables. And I am not talking about French fries. Those, I would only count those about half a serving. I am talking about things like raw carrots, steaming broccoli, things like that. Adding vegetables into your routine can help keep you fuller for a longer period of time. They can help keep your digestion regular, if you know what I mean, and it helps fuel your body in a positive way. It can help move nutrients around your body. It's going to help give you the vitamins you need to help your organs run properly. And yes, I could get into the nitty-gritty here, but the bottom line is vegetables are important. They will have a healthy benefit on you regardless of how much you eat a day. I always say to start with 1 meal a day and then figure it out from there. You can go to the store and buy 15 different vegetables and say, I'm going to eat these all in 2 to 3 days. But the reality is, if you are somebody who does not eat vegetables currently, you are not going to find yourself craving them enough to eat those all in the period of time you want to. Instead, start with 1 meal and make a swap. My favorite swap is lunch. It's midday. Chances are you are going to be at an office or somewhere where it'll be harder to walk away from that swap option. And it's going to give you energy for the afternoon. So for example, if you are taking for lunch every day, a turkey sandwich with maybe cheese, some mayo, you know, your favorite white bread on it, and 2 bags of those like individually sized chips, maybe a pop or a big water to go with it. start by swapping out those chips for some vegetables. Maybe it's carrot sticks dipped in ranch. Yes, I'm encouraging you to use ranch because I don't care if you're eating ranch if you're eating it with a vegetable. I mean, you're still getting the nutrients from the vegetable versus the chips that have no nutrients, right? Carrot sticks or celery or cucumbers dipped in ranch. Maybe you like that steamed broccoli with cheese on top. Yep, we encourage that around here too. Adding in that one vegetable and removing the chips is going to be a big factor in how your day goes. I want you to try that. Try swapping out something in your lunch for a vegetable and then see what happens mid-afternoon. You know, when that 3 o'clock snack craving hits, is there a craving? Are you still as hungry as you were before? I think that's an important thing to pay attention to because a lot of times we are hungry in the afternoon because our lunch is not very nutritious. That sandwich, sure, does the turkey have protein in it? Does the cheese have protein in it? Yes. But other than that, that whole lunch is not very nutrient dense. It's a lot of empty carbohydrates, which are not actually going to fill you up. They just taste really good. So try making that swap for a lunch or adding a vegetable to dinner. If you are eating a normal dinner of, say, chicken and rice, throw a vegetable with it. Or if you're making tacos for dinner, add some avocados on top. Okay, I realize avocados are not vegetables, but you know what I mean. Avocados or sweet peppers or something on top. Something that's going to add a little bit more nutrition to that dinner you're eating. The number three healthy habit that you can start right this week is moving your body 30 minutes a day. Yes, I am telling you that you need to start setting aside 30 minutes a day to move your body. It should be a non-negotiable. However, we live in a society where it very much is negotiable. We are in a work, 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 go, 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 too busy to hit our health and long-term goals society. However, we are also going to burn ourselves out to the point where our health is going to suffer because of it. So instead of putting it off and putting it off, find 30 minutes in your day. It doesn't have to be hardcore, like going for a run, lifting weights, stuff like that. It can be going for a walk. Bonus points if you're outside. You know, if you're at work and you need to get away from your desk, go walk around the building a few times or go walk down the street. Go pick up lunch somewhere, whatever you need to do. It could be going to Pilates, jumping in a yoga class. If you're someone who likes running, go for a run. Lift some weights. There are options out there and they don't have to cost you any money. So find a way to move your body this week. It can help clear your head, give you energy or adrenaline. It can help you lose weight. It can jumpstart your metabolism. And it can help you sleep better at night, which we'll get to in just a minute. Pick one new form of movement to try this week and schedule it into your life if needed. Now, back to that sleep word. The number four thing that you can do for your health this week is build a bedtime routine. Again, this isn't going to happen in one day, but it's so easy for people to say, I just have a hard time falling asleep. I can't sleep at night. I take sleeping pills to sleep at night. I still wake up tired in the morning. Sleep is very, very underrated for your health, and we should be averaging 6 to 8 hours of quality sleep a night, but no more than 10. Now, the caveat here is that number means without sleeping pills or the use of alcohol. Because here's the thing. When you are doing things like drinking alcohol to help you sleep at night or taking a sleeping pill, instead of your body actually being able to rest, your mind is resting, your eyes are closed, but at the end of the day, your body is now having to digest that sleeping pill. Your body's having to process that alcohol. That's why you wake up feeling like you slept like crap, because you kind of did. As much as your mind feels rested, the rest of your body doesn't. Things like natural supplements aren't bad though. Things like melatonin, CBD, magnesium. Obviously, consult your doctor ahead of time to make sure you are getting the right doses, But those will definitely be a different topic of discussion. So how do you build your bedtime routine? The key is knowing your sweet spot of sleep. So for example, say your sweet spot of sleep is 7 hours. You prefer to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so you have time to yourself before the chaos of your life wakes up, also known as your kids, which means you need to be in bed asleep by 10 p.m. Here's the key. You need to be consistent as you build this bedtime routine. You're going to start to follow the same pattern every night as much as possible. I understand things happen, life happens, sports happen, kids happen, late night projects happen. It's not always going to be the same. But the best thing you can do for yourself is build this routine. 1 to 2 hours before bedtime, start to dim the lights around the house. Start to turn off the overhead lights, maybe use lamps. Ultimately, start to pretend like the sun is setting in your house. This will help trigger your body's natural production of melatonin. Yes, our body can produce melatonin on its own. Our bodies are built to work with the sunrise and the sunset. However, we don't really follow that today because we have the invention of the light bulb and technology and things around us. But think about it like the sunrise and the sunset. In order to fall asleep at night, your body needs to know it's time to go to bed. So the best thing you can do is start to turn off the lights 1 to 2 hours before bedtime to tell your body, okay, we really need to start winding down. Start getting that melatonin going. 30 minutes before bedtime, make sure technology is off. Not scrolling on your phone, not watching TV, not watching a show on the iPad. Turn technology off. This will continue to let your body wind down. When we are staring at the screens, we're staring at technology, our phones, whatever, we are telling our brain to work. We're keeping our brain active. This is why people have a hard time falling asleep, because their brain is still processing that scroll that they were doing. Guess what? Paper books are still a thing. As you go into bedtime, try using a scent in your diffuser if you use one that is consistent. My go-to is lemon and lavender, but lavender, chamomile, maybe a sleepy time mix, eucalyptus, whatever it is, put it in your diffuser at that 30 minutes before bedtime mark so your body starts to recognize, okay, this is where I need to lay down. I need to start closing my eyes. I need to start winding down. Our bodies are smarter than we give them credit for. So tell it with a scent as well as the lights. Other things you can do are take a bath or drink a certain kind of tea before bed. Personally, I'm on a hot chocolate kick. Even on the hottest days of the year, I still drink my hot chocolate before bed because it has magnesium in it and it's winding me down. Another tip I have for that bedtime routine and a better night's sleep is don't use your bed for anything other than sleep. I know through the pandemic and as we were working from home, a lot of people loved the idea of working from their bed. However, that is triggering your body to focus on whatever else you do in your bed, not the sleep that needs to be happening. Most importantly, the number 5 healthy habit you can do right now is start listening to your body. If you are a nutrition client of mine, if you've been around here at all, you know that the most important thing I always talk about is listening to your body. By knowing your body, you will start to know when something's not right. You will start to know when new habits need to be made, and you will start to know where adjustments need to be made. My clients always start in the first phase of the Best Self Method, which is research. The Best Self Method takes you step by step through learning to listen to your body. So if you're interested in going through it, I actually just made it available for you to download for free a 10-minute step-by-step overview of the Best Self Method. Click the link in the show notes and you will learn all about how to listen to your body, how to know what your body is trying to tell you, and why is this important. Our bodies are like a computer. But they're a really, really, really smart computer, and we don't give them credit for that. If you actually started listening to your body, you would know long before you're getting sick that something's off.
if you were listening to your body, you would know this food and I don't agree. You would know I need to drink more water. That's why I have a headache. You would know I'm not eating enough vegetables. I need to up the nutrients I'm putting into my body. So come hop over and download the Best Self Method, get using it, and start listening to your body. So just to sum it all up, 5 healthy habits that you can implement right now into your life to build long-term healthy habits. 1, drink more water. 2, add a vegetable into your day. 3, move your body. 4, build a bedtime routine. 5, listen to your body. Your body is smart. Your body is not being treated the way it deserves. Give it a chance, build those healthy habits, and check back in and tell me how it's going. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.